Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. That's a song that's being offered by Duane Hepner, founder of the new presentation, to connect a person to the real universes. You can test it for yourself before you go to bed each evening for like 15 minutes. And when you get up in the morning for like 15 minutes and see what life shows you. The new presentation has new books that Duane Hepner has wrote that goes by Duane the Great Writer. The new books are available at lulu.com. There are projects that a person can become involved with to check out and see if they make sense to you about why we came here and how we can learn to earn our way out of this place that's called creation, which has the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, and then a deep, dark border to be... Sounds like escorted through into the real universes. So we need the real guidance and the real education from the universal guides to not have to keep coming back, reincarnating, and being slaves on this human farming prison planet. Today I'll read a little bit of one of the new books. This is from New Book 7, The New Wave Is, by Duane the Great Writer. I am beginning to understand, sir. What is the best way to start? He asked as we were pulling up to his palace. Tonight, when you put your body to asleep, we will take you to a secret place so we can go over what you must do first, I said, as all of us exited the vehicle and went into the palace. Ping gave us a tour of his gigantic palace, which was about a mile square. He had hundreds of servants who were humble, common people, who he really liked and they liked him. Then Ping took us to a hidden room he had secretly installed that was not bugged and did not have any surveillance cameras in it. What are we going to be doing when we are out of our bodies tonight? Asked Ping, as he seemed all excited like a school kid. First, we would like to know what you know about Ming's death ray, I asked. I know very little, as Ming does not trust anyone. There is a special code that must be installed for it to work. And it also uses his body scan to make sure that only him knows its operation, said Ping. That's fine. First off, we are going to prepare you in another dimension, that which you would call your dream worlds. From there, you will be able to see how the death ray works, so that when you confront it on Mongo, you will know exactly what to do so that it can never harm anyone again, I said. Really? You would show me how to do that? He asked. Of course, you must be the one to do it. Because it is your karmic involvement with Ming, you must start to work out and prove your worth to life itself. We will help guide you so that you can free yourself from your karmic destiny. By doing so, you can teach others to connect with the golden guides of the All Is. Eventually, you will never have to return here in this lower form again, I said, okay, while we are talking, I am also going over your new books. There is a lot of valuable knowledge that I am starting to recognize. I can see that it will take me many years to master some of what you are presenting, but I am now very focused, he said. We will see you tonight, Ping, and we will be back in the morning for the press conference, I said, as You Are Is and I waved, then disappeared. You Are Is and I went back to our golden castle. I missed the great ocean here and the sound of the waves, I said. It is so different being in the shifting dimensions of coarse matter. I get weary of all those places myself. Let's go see our friends in the water, she said as we floated out to the dazzling sea of life. The wondrous dolphins that are on this level came up to greet us. They said they missed us and began jumping around and doing some aerial somersaults. Then the giant white pelicans came flying in and wanted to play too. This is a real life. If the humans wised up, they could have a good life on any planet as they develop themselves to come here, I said. It is sad that it's all come to domination and control because a few alienoids are afraid to be equal to everyone else. If they worked with nature, then everyone would do very well, and they could use their advanced technology to create such things as stargates, then move to other worlds when the Earth became too populated. There is endless room in the material realms to expand, said You Are Is. You Are Is and I had fun with the dolphins until we had to leave to go and see Ping in his dreams. We were soon back into the lower psychic realms. As we did a shift and entered Ping's dream to see Rebazar and some of the golden guides standing off to the side. As we entered, we saw Ping walking around. Let's see. As though he was trying to find something. When You Are Is and I first came up to him, he did not recognize us. So we calmly talked to him until he remembered. Ping, it will take you a few moments to remember. So stand still and be in this very moment, You Are Is said, as we each held one of his arms. After a moment, he began to relax as he looked at us. I am seeing you, and I know there is something for me here, but it is a struggle to hold on to this moment as my mind is running forward, he said. Take your time and look at your hands, said You Are Is. And as he did, he calmed down and we could see that his attention became clearer. I almost have it. I do, he said, as I could feel him finally relaxing. It's okay. You're with us. Now you must keep your attention on us or you will drift away. It will take a lot of practice for you to learn to stay with us. It is all the baggage your mind carries, as you have too many places your attention usually goes, and so your being is split in many different directions. Someday you will be able to handle your life and be more aware at the same time, said You Are Is. Then You Are Is created a large viewing screen for Ping to put his attention on. As the view showed the planet Mongo, Ping's attention was very focused as he smiled at us because he instantly recognized it. I know why I am here. I finally remember. Of course, Ming's death ray, that is what you are going to show me. Am I right? He asked. Yes, we are. Watch the view as you will be seeing yourself go through the motions as to what to do. After you have watched this a number of times, you will be ready to go to the planet Mongo and perform the tasks you see here. You will not be destroying Ming's death ray. What you will be doing is altering it so that it will appear that it is working, but it will just be projecting harmless light, which Ming will finally catch on to, but he will not know how to fix it, I said. I can see that I have great manipulative powers. I did not realize I could do so many things. As I am watching this, there is a lot more to myself than I ever imagined, said Ping. Yes, Ping, what you can do is called telekinesis on Earth. It is the ability to move objects with your thoughts and intentions. The real guides do not recommend using the lower powers such as you are seeing yourself doing on the view, as it is usually a form of interference and manipulation. But in this case, because you are so karmically tied to Ming, plus the fact he is holding everyone hostage on your planet, it is time to break free of him. All you will be doing is making sure the death ray no longer operates. I suggest you do not use your powers unless you must defend yourself. The more conflict there becomes, the more tied you will stay to him for many lifetimes to come. There is no such thing as justifiable violence when it comes to cause and effect. It's not to say he won't eventually fix it, and so that is where you have to keep an eye on things. And you can do that by moving into his dream worlds and blocking him from fixing it. I suggest you keep your powers hidden, as the masses tend to harm themselves with things they do not understand, said URIS. Once I do this, he will no longer have a strong hold over me and the people of the planet Bongo. But he still has thousands of spaceships that can attack us from space, said Ping. Yes, he does. But we are going to show you how to put a protective invisible barrier around your planet that will not allow his ships or his ray guns to enter your atmosphere, I said as I smiled. Wonderful. And I can learn this in my dreams also, he asked. Yes, and you are going to need a lot of help. When you return to your body, gather those seers you know and tell them what you now know and see if they will help you accomplish this. If they are willing, we will teach them in the dreams also, I said. Ping became very excited and said he would let a lot of his people know. We continued on with the lessons, until it was time for Ping to return to his body form. URIS and I escorted him to where the body was sleeping in his private room. That thing looks very strange from where I am now standing. I almost do not want to return to it, he said as he stood and looked. There is a huge difference being in the body and out of it. There is no real glamour about the plastic shell all of us have while we are going through our process in the psych realms. So it is best to get real guidance and a real education. Then position yourself in the higher levels of life, said URIS. Will you take me to some of those places you write about in your new books? He asked. Of course we will. But for now, you have a lot of learning to do and a lot of courageous adventure to live to assist others with what you now know from all we have shared with you. Once the with have imparted the super knowledge to a person, they have to decide what to do. And if they do nothing, then they will fall back asleep and forget once more they ever knew it. In the United States on Earth, the country was formed with the U.S. Constitution. But in that world today, it is mainly lip service and pretty political words, and no longer a lifestyle of courage and risk, but one of fear and passism. You must now do the same, and that is muster up your courage to creatively release yourself from what you have always decided, or you will stay a slave to yourself and others. It is not about rebelling or picketing, which only creates agitation and justification to the dark brats that rule and then lock everyone up. It is all about becoming more aware and creatively becoming involved without hurting others. Said you are is. Wow, I have a lot to learn, and I am so glad the two of you are my teachers. Don't forget about the press conference tomorrow, he said as he smiled and fell back into his body. We waved to him to confirm we would be there, as instantly awoke and sat up. He took a few moments to look over what had just taken place. Then he immediately summoned his caretakers as they helped him dress. Ping then went about and contacted all those he trusted with what we shared with him. During the latter part of the morning, URIs and I returned to the palace and met Ping for the reporters. The reporters are all waiting for us in the main lobby. I do not know what to tell them about the two of you, he said. Simply introduce us, Ping. We will do the rest and answer their questions. Are you okay with that? I said. Of course, it will be your show. I know that Ming will be watching, so whatever you say, he will hear it all, said Ping as he smiled at him. As we smiled at him. All three of us walked into the main lobby as the reporters came rushing over. Tell us again where you are from, asked several of them at once. Please, everyone, please take your seats and let our guest have some room. They will be glad to answer your questions, said Ping, as you are is. Ping and I took our seats at the head of the room. I started off with the presentation and to answer the question the reporters wanted to hear. Hello, everyone. I am Is You, You, You. And this is my friend, You Are Is Ha You. I will answer the question that has already been asked. Where are we from? To sum it up simply, you are is, ha you, and I are from the true reality, the all is. I will help you out here by explaining a few things about what I mean by this. We still have bodies on a planet known as Earth that is in another shift dimension, which Ping is aware of, but maybe not all of you. You are is, ha you. And I have developed ourselves for lifetimes through the various levels of life, and we are able to be in any place at any time. We have come here to assist Lord Ping, because he has asked us to help him with his present situation with Emperor Ming. There has been a great suppression on this planet, just like so many of the round worlds in all the galaxies. Lord Ping has also been under the iron fist of Ming, so he has not been able to tell all the inhabitants of Bongo about what is really going on with the political and religious arenas here. Ping has downloaded all of my new books of the Adventure Is series. So he now has a lot of great knowledge with him. But the knowledge alone is not enough. A person must have the true intent to want real truth before they can have it. And then it can only be given according to the individual's will and if they will really start to accept it. Life is so much bigger than anyone or anything. Now you people know something about us. And if you have the courage to explore and discover what we know, then you will eventually stand in a real position of true survival to where nothing can ever harm you again, I said, as Ping then spoke. My friends, in my heart, I have always wanted to tell everyone what has taken place on our planet for the longest of time. But Ming would kill those who knew what he was doing, even to the extent of using the death ray to destroy the whole planet. To all of you in this room, we are trusting you to hold off announcing anything that pertains to what we are discussing here until I am gone to Mongo to disable the death ray. All of you will be my guests, and there will be no communication from the palace until I have given a confirmation all is well. If any of you tries to leak this out, you will have jeopardized the lives of everyone, as this may be my only chance to set things right for all of us on Bongo. I know there would be those who would inform Ming for the sum of gold and diamonds, but nothing is worth the value all of us have. And the best part is you, and you are is, how you have brought us the most precious knowledge, so that everyone can have the real connection to Reba's Artars and the Golden Guides, he said. Then URIS stood up and spoke. Citizens of Bongo, you now have an opportunity like never before in all of your history. Along with all the lifetimes you have spent in the lower realms of outer space darkness, I can see that some of you have doubts and more questions, and even beliefs you have known all your lives. But all each one of you has to do is test what we are presenting, then you will know for sure what we have told you so far. For those of you who do have the courage to explore beyond all that you have come to know, the Golden Guides will work with you in your dream visions while your personal body sleeps. This can begin to take place immediately if you practice the new you sessions, which I will explain. When you are ready to sleep, simply relax and start saying, new you, and draw it out. For those of you who do this, you will start to make the real connection to the sound light reality, which is where the Golden Guides are always positioned. According to your design consciousness, that which has been combined, which has been your combined experiences so far in all the lifetimes you have existed, you will be given real experiences that you can handle and possibly recognize. Each one of us uses the lower bodies of the mind, memory, and emotions, and so the real side experiences will filter through your awareness according to how you will accept them and the arrangements of your other unseen bodies. Pay attention to the real experiences you will be having and write them down as you awaken in the morning. I know all of what I am saying to you is new, so simply practice the new you sessions. And in time, you will begin to personally experience the results of a better clarity about yourself and why you are here, she said. Then the reporters began to ask all kinds of questions. as you are is, and I answered them one by one. After a while, we took a break, and as the day went on, Ping soon gathered his best seers, as all of them sat around for the longest time and discussed what Ping had experienced in his dream with you are is and I. I can see some of what took place, Your Majesty, from your dream experience with the two visitors you met, but much of it is unclear, as I can only see so far into the experience, said a seer. I have downloaded Is UUU's new books into myself, and I hear what you are saying. You, like everyone here and including myself, need a lot of real experiences with Rebazaar Tars and the Golden Guides to better understand a much bigger picture than struggling to survive on this planet. And at the same time, always being fearful of all the oppression of me. For those of you who have the courage, IsUUU has given me what he calls his New You sessions. They are a real connection to the sound light reality, which opens our real awareness. And then we can learn from the golden guides of the All Is. I know this is a lot for each of you now, and so I will transfer IsUUU's new books into our computers, and anyone here can download the knowledge. I will soon be doing this for everyone on the planet, but first there are a few things I must tend to. And so, who of you is willing to help me succeed with making our planet safe from me? Asked Ping. As he looked at all who were there. For a moment, all of them just looked at him. And so Ping said, with all your abilities, is there not at least one of you who can see past what we have endured for who knows how long? Is it so to be that all of us live in fear and that be the only life we have? Now I am realizing what IsUUU meant about real courage in his new books. All of you would rather stay under the suppression of a false fear and a criminal tyrant than take on the adventure to conquer yourselves as agreeable slaves to a murdering barbarian who cares for nothing but himself and all he can steal. Well, if none of you have the courage to do as I am doing, then leave this room and go hide somewhere, he exclaimed, as all of them slowly got up and walked out. Then one of his most trusted friends churned as all the others left, and he came over to Ping. I wanted to see what the others would do, as I had already decided from what you told us with your real experiences with You are is high you and is you you you. While we were all here, they were here also, and with the great golden guide, Rebazaar Tars. I was standing outside of my body as I immediately asked to see real truth, and they all appeared to me and pulled me aside. I was hoping the others would request a position for themselves, but as I stood outside of myself, I could clearly see the intent, and especially the fear all the others have and are unwilling to let go of. I want to do this, and I am also afraid. But from what you have experienced, I too want the adventure and to heck with the fear, he said, as they both laughed, then sat and talked for the longest time as to what they would do next. That was some of New Book 7 of the Adventurous series by Dwayne the Great Writer that's available. That's available at lulu.com. So I'll end the show today with the new song, See ya.